then move to the last item of this public session, which is the report of the IFRS Advisory Council. In fact, Paul Cherry, who chairs its council, was not able to attend the meeting, and he asked me whether I would present the report on his behalf. So I'll try to summarize his report. The Advisory Council met on the 20th and 21st of February this year. It was the first meeting of the new council. It was widely attended. Most members were there, and many observers. And also, Paul and the members expressed satisfaction that a number of trustees and board members participated, and I took this opportunity, of course, to participate also. It was my first meeting with them. There was a global discussion which gave a view of where the Advisory Council sees the future, and it's interesting to underline the fact that it confirms the need to shift our focus to more serve the needs of those who have adopted or are in the process of adopting IFRS, and to make sure that we achieve a high level of consistent interpretation and application of the standards. By the way, this is absolutely consistent with the strategy review we approved recently. Hans updated the Council on the IASB activities. I will not repeat what he said. It was very similar and updated to what he said then. The interesting thing is that members of the Advisory Council agreed that timely completion of the ongoing project should be given priority. We had a presentation of the U.S. position regarding the adoption of IFRS. This is a complex and evolving issue. The chief accountant of the SEC, James Kruker, made a presentation. He presented a project which is considered by the staff and possibly put to consideration by the staff to the commission, to the SEC commission itself, which would build a system whereby IFRS would be endorsed through a process where the FASB would play a major role, and there would be possibly in some cases a very high threshold to make sure that the standards are applicable in the U.S. Nevertheless, we know that this process is ongoing. I have to say that we haven't had recent news on its evolution. What Jim Kruker underlined the fact that he would really favor a system whereby the endorsement would allow for full adoption and would not favor a system where we would see options and different possibilities for implementation. Then there was a presentation by Sue Lloyd on financial instruments. I will not elaborate on that, as Hans recently updated us and the observers on this. Clearly, the members supported the convergence. But we will see what happens. Then we had a review of the work of the trustees and of the monitoring board. It might be interesting to mention here for the observers the fact that the trustees and the monitoring board have been able to organize a coordinated adoption and publication of their respective report on strategy and future developments. The council was informed of the work of the monitoring board by Makoto Sonoda, and then it was also informed by David Sidwell and the DPOC. Again, I will not repeat what has been said a few minutes ago. We then had a presentation of the agenda consultation, which should be underlined is that members were clearly giving some priority on the maintenance of existing standards and on the completion of conceptual framework. Everybody is seeking some kind of period of calm, but Hans explained that it was unlikely that we would have that sort of period of calm. I will not elaborate more on the standards themselves, as again, Hans made a presentation a few minutes ago. There were then a few breakout sessions looking into a few more specific issues, and one of the interesting discussion was about disclosure and the need to find the right balance between too much disclosure or not enough disclosure or relevant disclosure. Again, we have addressed this issue recently. The position that was made by the Council on this issue was that we shouldn't seek quick fixes and we should not try to find a unilateral sort of way to address things. That consistency is of the essence and proportionality is of the essence, and that the ASB has to take a leadership role in that field. Then there was a presentation of how the ISB consult, and that was the end of the meeting. So I could not, by the way, make much more comments on the report I presented to you, but if any, you may ask questions, and maybe with the help of Hans and the staff, we can answer further.
Who dares?
No questions on this. So, well, this completes the public session. So we will stop here with regard to the public session. May I ask members to stay for a couple of minutes to provide the possibility for observers to leave.